The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Growing up in the U.S. is like being submerged into a melting pot filled with so many beautiful cultures. And within those cultures come the hardships. In Identity Crisis, sit down with me to understand the true meaning and experience of growing up in the U.S., constantly being torn between the American and Arab cultures. Hello, welcome to episode one of Identity Crisis. I am your host, DJ Suzuki. And today we are going to start off by talking about the life. Today I really want to cover the basics on the Arab American lifestyle. And I just feel like we should really dive into this. So, I'm a Palestinian American. I am a first generation. And I was born in Palestine. I have a whole bunch of big brothers, and I am the youngest and only girl of the family. Growing up in my family was, it's interesting, but it has amazing moments, and I've been very blessed to be able to see the best of both worlds when it comes to the U.S. and Palestine. So, being Palestinian is very, very interesting because, you know, you do suffer with an identity crisis, and that is why I named this podcast Identity Crisis. So, just to kind of kick this off, when I mean identity crisis, what I have always felt is that I come from two backgrounds that are so rich in culture. And being from the U.S., I grew up in the Bay Area, and the culture is very rich here. And then again, I was born in Palestine, specifically in a town called Hebron, and that's where my dad is from. And I take my visits back home every 2 years. And it's a very, very Palestinian town. Very conservative. Very opposite of what the U.S. is like. So that's kind of where I've always found myself, for the most part, having a hard time understanding who I am and understanding what my true identity is. So, essentially, an Arab can be anyone from the Middle East. But in my... What I'm trying to hit on is Arab in the sense of Palestinian, Syrian, Lebanese, but I do know so many people can deal with this, and I do relate on this topic with a lot of my friends from multiple different backgrounds. So it's really nice to be able to connect with them on these types of situations and kind of what we go through with our parents and kind of understanding the gap between how they were raised and what they're used to and what they understand versus what I'm used to and what, you know, the generation that we are starting to live in, and, you know, being able to live the best of both worlds. And I kind of feel like I always suffered with this, but I never was really able to pin down what the main issue was with my identity crisis, per se. So, to dive into it, when I say the difference between American and Arab lifestyle and how it is having to essentially divide those two personalities, that's kind of what I see challenges in. And I'll get into that. So to speak in terms of the Arab lifestyle, I've always felt like my house was like a little Palestine. This house is, you know, it's here in the U.S., it's a couple cities away, but, you know, when I would go inside the house, there was just things that weren't talked about, and those things are things that are very common and very normal for a lot of other American families. You know, these topics would be things like dating, boys, drinking, smoking, a lot of the things that people experience while growing up. And it's kind of tough because I never was able to have conversations like that with my own parents. And, you know, I completely understand where my parents came from with that. They were busy raising four boys, and then there was me at the end, so I would imagine that all of their efforts were exhausted by the time that I came around. But I kind of just figured out things for myself, and that's kind of where I think a lot of my quote-unquote identity crisis began, because all my life I'm just told no, no, no about certain topics, and I'm sure people can put the pieces together in their heads of what those topics are. So, you know, no boyfriends, no dating, no don't wear this, you can't do that. And it's a challenge, because I, you know, I definitely do praise my parents for what they did. They wanted to make sure that, you know, their children were getting the correct, not correct, but they were getting the upbringing in the U.S. of being able to have opportunities, things that they didn't have. But they're also still trying to instill the same cultural values and religious views in us while being meshed into this melting pot of different cultures and religions. And it's tough. So I understand why they went to the extremes that they did to make sure, hey, this is what's right and this is what we follow and this is what we're going to do. But unfortunately, curiosity kills the cat, and it's very common amongst people of very, very vibrant and heavy cultures that they don't have anyone to tell them why something is wrong or why they don't do something. So, of course, like any normal human being, people want to find out themselves. So if there was something that I would say was a big contributing factor for me, was just the silence or the unknown about the unknown. So that would result in me, at least, I would get this information, or I would seek this advice or this information from people who were not my parents, which I would imagine would put a gap between me and my parents. But like I said, I don't blame them, and I completely understand now as an adult why things were the way they were. I definitely do feel like now as an adult, being able to connect with my brothers on certain topics that I would never have imagined myself talking to them to about really has, you know, opened my eyes, and it's given me a lot more comfort than I had growing up, because every girl wants someone to help guide them in the sense of the topics that aren't really supposed to be talked about. So I felt like growing up, I always seeked that advice, but it definitely does explain a lot about myself now, which I do appreciate. And I'm very grateful for the experiences that I've had. And there is always beauty in the madness, and I have appreciated that. Now, traveling back home as a child. So I was born in Palestine, and I've traveled basically every 2 years. There was a big gap where I didn't go, but I for the most part, I go every 2 years. And speaking the Arabic tongue there and then speaking English here. And of course, going to that really conservative town where in the past it was, you know, it was a little odd if you didn't wear like a headscarf in that specific town, was a little challenging for me, because I saw it in a sense of, why do I have to wear a headscarf there if I don't wear it in America? But I didn't really ever wear it for the most part. But as the 21st century emerged, things got a lot more normalized in the sense of how conservative it was there. Now there's different parts of the town where it's not really expected of me. But as I was growing up to like 13, 14, 15, I always got looks and I got stares and, you know, the uncomfort. So feeling like I had to do something because other people would be more comfortable about it kind of always confused me. And I always hindered around the thought of putting a headscarf on and, you know, taking that step in my life. But I was always wanted to make sure it was for the right reasons. So that takes me into the topic of what I was expected to do and what my mind and my brain wanted to do. And of course, the middle of that, has a lot to do with having an identity crisis and not really understanding which part am I supposed to, which cup am I supposed to pour into more? And of course, if you pour into a cup a little more than another one, that's when things start to get unbalanced. And that's kind of what I feel has happened to me in the past. But like I said, I'm very grateful for those experiences that I have experienced. It's a running joke that every time I would come back from my summer trips as a kid, I would always come back a little more Arab. So I was always that person who was listening to the Arabic music and super into the culture. And then I would come here and I would be too Arab. And when I would come from the US to Palestine, I'd be too American. So it was a little hard because I never knew where that middle line was. I was too Arab for the Americans and I was too American for the Arabs. And that was always that was always a little confusing because I never knew who I truly was supposed to be in that sense. And of course, with that comes a lot of influences through religion and through culture. And then our parents just trying to tell us what to do correctly and what they hope that we follow. I feel like a big factor that played in a lot of my upbringing in the sense of having two split personalities for each culture was definitely being raised in the American school systems and being a Palestinian Muslim and not being able to participate in a couple things that my own classmates were participating in. So, like, for instance, not celebrating Christmas or not participating in Easter or stuff like that when the US is very centralized around these holidays. It always made me feel like, hey, like, why can't I do that? And as a child, you know, you don't understand and you just want to participate in the fun games and you don't even understand what the religious views behind it are. But that always, you know, created a sense of outcast. And my brothers have also felt it. We've talked about this and we're like, oh, like, we just want to celebrate Christmas. But as adults now, we understand what that was. If I was to basically summarize what the American and Arab lifestyle is basically in the Arab lifestyle, Arab parents often, and I wouldn't say they always, but they often, they come to this country, they pick up their things, and they come and make a better life for their children and their families. And this is very common with other cultures, like I mentioned. And they want to instill these roots in us so, so badly and make sure we know what the right thing to do is. And of course, it is due to the fact that they were raised and they understand a different generation. Now, nothing is to be blamed on them. And we appreciate the hard efforts and the hard work that our parents put into us. With the American lifestyle, there is so many new emerging topics that are coming up nowadays. And it really is a challenge to expect our parents to adapt to these certain normalities that they weren't raised around. So when I talk about the American Arab lifestyle so much, I would say that it has a lot to do with what I wish I knew, what I know now, and what I will know in the future, and how I will further raise my children. I feel like many people probably feel the same way, but I really do thank you for listening to episode 1 of Identity Crisis, and I would love to hear if anyone has any similar stories or situations, regardless of the background that you come from. And the feedback of you feel like you may be struggling with right now when it comes to communicating with parents who come from another country. So thank you so much, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next time. Have a great day.